Hey, y'all, welcome to Regeneration. My name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and this week I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and this past week, there it is, I would say gluttony. I ate 5 cookies in one sitting yesterday. Berlin, where are you at? Berlin's my cookie accountability, and he's failing. It's his fault. Hey, you're probably wondering what's in the bag. I got asked a lot when I was on my way over here from my office, and I said, dead raccoon. It's not a dead raccoon, but now you will see what it is. Let me get this out real quick. You know what? I should have got a headset mic. That's right. It's a pumpkin in church. Don't send me emails. We're not celebrating cultic occult holidays. It's a pumpkin. God made pumpkins, so spare yourself and myself the time. We're not celebrating Halloween in church. I know that all entails with that. This pumpkin represents something. This pumpkin represents you. Of all the pumpkins in the world that have been grown throughout the summer and this past fall, this one was chosen. This one, this very one was chosen. And it didn't used to look like this. It got plucked out of a vineyard, probably covered with some mud. It got cleaned up a little bit. There's still a little mud right here. But fact of the matter is, although it looks pretty good on the outside, right? Like pretty good looking pumpkin? Say yes. It's a pretty good looking pumpkin. Haley Gladwell picked it out, so I think it's a pretty good looking pumpkin. But this pumpkin, we all know, like what's inside of that? Pumpkin spice latte? No, it's sick. Pumpkins smell so gross. They smell like dead raccoons, frankly. So if I said to this pumpkin, like, pumpkin, be clean. Clean yourself, pumpkin. Pumpkin, get all the nasty, gross catfish entrails that are inside of you out of yourself. Get out. Clean yourself. I mean, the pumpkin has no power, right? I don't have to tell you this. The pumpkin has no power to clean itself. I mean, there's a little taste of it. Anybody want me to sling that towards the crowd? The fragrant aroma of large squash. But here within the pumpkin, there is like all that sick stuff. But the pumpkin can't clean itself. There's got to be someone bigger, stronger, able to reach in to that pumpkin. I know. You say, ooh, I'm the one feeling it. It's strangely warm, which makes it weirder. And get it all out. And there's more. But I don't care because it's my pumpkin, right? I like this pumpkin. It's my pumpkin. I chose this pumpkin and I'm pleased to clean it out. I bought this pumpkin, I chose this pumpkin because I intended to clean it out. And so I know that I'm gonna get messy. It's just part of it. It's part of having a pumpkin. But although the pumpkin now is on me, that's not the end of it because I didn't buy the pumpkin just to like hollow it out. I don't get excited about gutting pumpkins. There's a reason for this. So the pumpkin parts are on me. Now the pumpkin parts are out of the pumpkin. And what that is a picture of what theologians call the great exchange. It's 2 Corinthians 5, where it says, he made him who had no sin to be sin on our behalf. Christ took our sin upon himself and then took his righteousness and placed it in us. And so this is not finished. I can't do this. I was going to pretend I was carving it. I carved it earlier. I'm not going to go through the motions because I have to hold the mic. But Christ, well, what God is doing is sanctifying us. If I was to take this knife and carve on this pumpkin, if pumpkins had feelings, which they don't, but it would hurt the pumpkin. It would be painful as I shaped into the pumpkin the image of Christ. It would hurt the pumpkin. But what I was doing was shaping the image of Christ into that pumpkin. But I'm not done there because Noah Brown gave me a lighter. You can ask him why he has a lighter in his church office. I don't know about that. But I intend to not only remove the guts, but to place a light inside of that. I guess I could put the top back on. I don't know what theologically that represents, but it's what people do with pumpkins. And then I intend for everybody to see the light coming out of what's been created. And it's what God does with us. He chose you. You can't clean yourself. And so he cleans you. He cleans you of your sin, reaches down inside where you cannot, takes all of it out, will not stop until he's finished. Painfully, admittedly, shapes us into the image of Christ, sanctification by the Spirit, and then places within us the light and love of Christ for our benefit, and that the whole world would see, man, I thought you just were an old squash. I thought you used to be filled with sick, nasty, defiled, gross stuff. What happened to you? You can say, man, I'm not an old, nasty filled thing anymore. I now have the light of Christ in me, sealed by the Holy Spirit. He has transformed me, and he will not stop. And it's now this pumpkin's mission to spread the light of Christ, redemption of the occultic holiday that is Halloween, to the rest of the world, and that anyone that would look upon it. And so that's what God's doing here, a regeneration. Not in the Halloween sense, in the redeemed theological sense. He's chosen you, cleansed you, put the Spirit of Christ in you. It's from 1 Corinthians 6, trying to get pumpkin on my Bible. Verse 11, and that is what some of you were, sinners before, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. The pumpkin gospel.